For some time now, RNIB and other charities have been working with the government's Access to Work programme, looking to make improvements to the system. Now, to talk more about the benefits of Access to Work and some of the problems, we have with us Roisin Jacklin from RNIB. Access to Work is something which has been around for a while. It's perhaps still something that a lot of people are unaware of. Just give us a little bit of background to it and how it helps disabled people with employment.
When it works, it's a fantastic scheme and it's provided by the government, and it's really there to provide the support someone with a disability needs that goes above and beyond what we'd expect to be reasonably provided by an employer. So it could be funding for a support worker if someone needs that. It could be travel to and within work if there's not suitable public transport. It can be for things like specialist technology like JAWS. So yeah, it's brilliant. And we hear from so many blind and partially sighted people that when it is working, it really makes the difference of people being able to get into and stay in work.
The Access to Work scheme is under more pressure, whether it's funding, staffing and so on, with more people looking to use the service. So if we were to maybe look at some of the pain points at the moment, especially for people who are looking to make renewals for their Access to Work support, there has been a lot of problems with delays there.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, huge delays, both applying to the scheme, so people in work who need support who are, I think some people are waiting 9+ months just to get contacted, so well over a year before someone has support in place. And unfortunately, another big issue that we hear a lot from people contacting our helpline is that when people are coming to renew support, so this could be support that's been in place for years, unfortunately some people having the support that they've got in place, particularly around support worker hours, being cut, which again is having a really devastating impact on people being able to stay in work. And it's support that people really need. So again, we need to keep campaigning that that support needs to be maintained and those cuts can't continue.
People have had cuts, as you say, to the hours that they need to work, which for many people could leave them having to give up work. There's been changes to the rates that support workers can be paid. And even the word support worker now seems to have changed as well. There now seems to be two different categories now. And I think that's maybe a bit confusing for people as well.
Probably people will hear the term job aid, but broadly it just refers to a support worker. But like you say, we're seeing huge issues, particularly around that level of support people are getting from support workers. And what our understanding is from supporting individuals, that there seems to be a misunderstanding amongst case managers and Access to Work staff of the support that blind and partially sighted people need from support workers. We know support workers play a really important role in making sure people can do their job safely and effectively. But there's a rule within Access to Work's guidance that says where a support worker replaces an individual on a task, they can only have up to 20% of their hours funded for a support worker. And we think there's confusion, particularly where someone's getting accessibility related support. So it could be information being transcribed into an accessible format, but we're kind of increasingly seeing that this kind of accessibility related task is being misinterpreted as replacement. And in the past, it's always been and is an enablement task, so should be there for 100% of someone's working hours. And another issue we're seeing, if you get the outcome of your decision and you face this cut, the only route at the moment to challenge is to put in a reconsideration. But unfortunately, we're seeing with reconsiderations, often same decision, even when we're seeing basic maths errors coming through. So we really, really need to make sure this process is improved and it starts working for customers with sight loss.
It is under a serious amount of pressure. You talked about some of those timelines, people whether renewing their support or it's brand new support. We have heard that there will be another, I think it's 460, 480 staff being recruited to help with this. But I imagine with the timeline of recruitment, with training and so on, that could still take a while to filter through.
The Access to Work workforce will double, so it's really welcome. Hopefully will mean that they can address many more applications in the queue. My understanding is it will be September that these new staff are able to kind of work once they've been through training. But obviously that's only half the problem, because we know at the moment decision making at renewal isn't working. So it's really important we're getting in now and making sure that level of understanding of the new case managers there. And we've pitched and we're hoping that we can be involved in their training and hopefully going forward, decision making does improve and timescales improve as well.
Are you hearing any worries or complaints around contacting Access to Work? Because it seems now that you are now unable to email Access to Work. You're unable to email the workers or case handlers within Access to Work. Everything seems to be going through the phone line, which obviously people are finding that they're on hold for so long they can't stay on anymore, or they're cut off as well. So, you know, again, even just getting in touch with them to try and resolve what could be a minor issue is turning a bit of a mountain to climb.
We've had guarantees from Access to Work that if you need emails or reasonable adjustment, that remains in place. So it's really important that people do ask for that. Unfortunately, it's not always simple to get in place. I heard someone was told in order to get email as a reasonable adjustment secured, they needed to go to their job centre somewhere they weren't familiar with the route. They couldn't get there independently. It's not an easy process at the moment. But yeah, really remember that there is email as a reasonable adjustment option available, and it might unfortunately take some ongoing conversations with case managers, but yeah, just for people to remember that that is still available. We met with Access to Work's policy team, talked through what the issues are, people need like the right level of support. We're pleased to say that there was that level of understanding, so we're now working with them to kind of look at how guidance can be improved and provide case studies to really set out that vital support. So yeah, that'll be a big piece of ongoing work that we're doing.
No doubt, Roisin, we will be back in touch about this as the months go on as well for the updates on how things are progressing. But if people have any questions or are having any issues with Access to Work, is there a way that RNIB can help or someone they can get in touch with?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got brilliant advisors on our helpline who are supporting individuals. So I'd say get in touch with our helpline and we'll make sure you're connected with the right person.
As Roisin says, please do get in touch with our helpline. It's 0303 123 9999. We'll catch up with you again, Roisin, more on this, no doubt. But thank you for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.